Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordana and Paul on a beautiful Tuesday. What would make it even more beautiful is 10 Benjamins in your pocket. That would work. It's time for this hour's national contest. The keyword for cash this hour is laundry. One more time, laundry, you know.
Really? Laundry? That's what we're doing today?
Airing your dirty laundry.
Wow,
L-A-U-N-D-R-Y.
Okay. I hope you win.
I wish my lawn would dry.
Did you give the
that's
number?
Different.
Give
yeah. Number. Text the keyword to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. The number to text, 72881. The keyword is laundry, L-A-U-N-D-R-Y. If you don't win this time, listen for your next chance to win coming up at 4:12. Massaging and data rates. Oh, messaging.
Yeah.
And data rates may apply. And remember,
oh boy.
Please don't text and drive. What are the massaging rates?
The massaging rates. I think he's just stalling because I asked him a hard question and he's trying to figure out
what
the answer. The question, before I tell you what's coming up on the show, because I want you to chime in too, is what would you take a pay cut for?
Mm-hmm.
Study out, a new research poll. What would you take a pay cut for? Is it more health care coverage? Is it more vacation time? Is it sick days? What would you take a pay cut for? Excuse me. Think about that. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Our text line is 81807. But we do have a packed show for you today. Mm-hmm. We're going to delve deep into that. The summit possibly being called off. Suspended in North Korea. That's coming up at 3:35. Of course, Frankenweather therapy. We have these great kids coming on at 5:30 in Tech Tuesday to talk about an app they created for one of their grandparents. Now, of course, you can have it too. But it was created for one of their grandparents with Alzheimer's. One of the students has a grandparent who is suffering from dementia. And the student was really worried about it. And they created an app to help the grandparents.
How cool is that?
Kids are out in Hudson, Wisconsin. Great story.
Wow.
Tech Tuesday, that's coming up at 5:30.
And the Chinese are trying to control the weather.
So there's that.
I've got that coming up in weather therapy and an update on where things stand with corn and wheat.
Well, if they control the weather, then they'll control the world.
Well, that's we'll see. They're trying to do it on still a fairly small scale, but, man, they have huge plans.
Oh, boy.
So we'll get to that at about 4:20, 4:25.
We're going to play fake news in just a few minutes. But the question remains, Paul, mm-hmm. and you, what would you take a pay cut for? An estimated 40% of U.S. employees regularly put in more than 50 hours a week. 20% put in more than 60 hours a week. So I guess it is no surprise that 58% of respondents to this survey say they would be willing to trade any equivalent change in pay, an equivalent change in pay for the extra days out of the office. They just want a break.
More vacation time.
That's right. They want more vacation time. Generally, the average American worker gets about 10 paid days off per year. Now, that sounds about right because you also get holidays. So you get 10 paid, 2 weeks of vacation.
And how many holidays are there now?
Things like
about
Memorial
seven
Day,
or eight?
Labor Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving Day after Thanksgiving, New Year's Day, holidays, national holidays, MLK Day, President's Day. Maybe you don't get President's Day off. But so it's probably about 20 days off per year.
Somebody once told me, and I think it's true, you can pay people with money or you mm-hmm. can pay people with time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It just it depends on the circumstances. I don't know of anybody who really willingly wants a pay cut.
Of course not.
But most everybody wants more time off. Yeah.
Unfortunately, most recently, it's been you take a pay cut just to keep your job these days. Hey, Sue, I think the phone's ringing. I think you take a pay cut just to keep your job. I've heard that, you know, flat or 5% reduction is the new raise. Those were fun days during the recession. or coming back after the recession. So sometimes you don't have a choice about that. But if you could choose, what about you, Paul? What would you take a pay cut for?
I think, well, again, time off, vacation time. I don't know. I get the whole vacation thing. Mm-hmm. You only have so many sunrises and sunsets, and
that's
the
right.
ability to enjoy them. A lot of people take their time off over the summer. They take, you mm-hmm. know, Thursday and Friday mm-hmm. off and make it a 3 or 4 day weekend. 2 weeks, 10 days, that's mm-hmm. the average
that's
vacation
enough.
Time. Do you
not
know
enough.
What it is in France and Germany?
Hmm.
By law, full time workers in France are guaranteed 5 weeks of vacation. On top of those 5 weeks, it's a law. 5 weeks. They have another dozen public holidays and a maximum 35-hour work week mm-hmm. with no paid overtime allowed. Even mm-hmm. if you want to work overtime, employers can be fined.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you don't have a lot of necessarily innovative things coming out of France. I shouldn't
taking
say that.
Too much time off. That,
you know,
making wine.
Well, but again, somebody once said, "You Americans, you live to work. We work to live."
Okay, but we make great stuff.
Well, we do make great.
Ask them
stuff.
How much they like their iPhone.
Well, exactly, mm-hmm. and then they
and electricity.
Complain. They complain why they can't attract entrepreneurs
and the light bulb.
Between the tax rates and, I don't know. I mean, don't get me going.
I get it. Texter writes, to keep my job. Yeah, I get it. Sometimes you have to take a pay cut to keep your job. I totally understand. I was anxious after those 2 weeks that I had off. I was ready to get back to work. You know, but I think I also get a fair amount of time off here at CCO. You know what? I would take a pay cut for probably like paid health care. We have good benefits here. We're in a union. We're in SAG-AFTRA, so we have good benefits. But, boy, if it was covered and I didn't have to think about taking my kid, all right, is this worthy of going to the – should I go to the doctor to get this taken care of, or should I just try to find an over-the-counter remedy or hope it goes away? I'd like some more paid health care.
Listener says China makes the iPhone. They manufacture
right.
the iPhone. But the IP, the ideas, the invention itself – is an American product,
American
designed
made.
Right here in California. So, mm-hmm. no, I get that. It's manufactured in
of course,
China.
Of course. Scandinavia also does 5 weeks of vacation, this texter writes. That's why they're the happiest and wealthiest in the world. One of many things we do wrong in the USA. We're such a bunch of hypocrites, though, because we all say, we want more vacation, want more vacation.
And then what do we do?
We don't
when we're
take
on vacation,
it.
We check our email. We take phone calls. I mean, it's yep. it's hard to disconnect.
Yep. yep.
And I have a problem with that. Even when I'm, mm-hmm. you know, on the other side of the pond, if I'm in Europe,
I get it.
Do I want to come back to 600 emails? No.
You don't.
So I check them over there and I delude myself into thinking I'm trying to keep up. But so you never, at least I have trouble truly disconnecting. I think I know other people have the same issues.
This texter writes, I would take a pay cut for benefits. No medical, dental, or vision benefits at my job. I hear you, sister or brother. I hear you on that one. Mm-hmm.
What benefits about retraining? What about learning new skills? Mm. I mean, in a perfect world, your employer should pay you, but what if you want to make a lateral move or try something else?
Mm-hmm.
This whole notion of focusing on learning new software, learning new skills that can make me more employable.
Good one.
In the future. And because we're all kind of heading into this gig economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This notion of working for one person for 40 years like your parents did. Good luck with that. If you can pull that off, more power to
not
you.
More. All right. Last text we have time for. Guys, I would take a pay cut to work closer to home and as a teacher to teach in the same district that my children attend. I get that. Cut down on commute times. I totally hear you on that one. Time is money. I hope you get that wish. Someone said, well, this one, I'll sneak it in. I'd take a pay cut for a new boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was no one at CCO. That was an outside texter,
yeah.
by the way. Outside
texter. We think it's an outside texter.
And, honey,
yeah.
we hear you on that one. We've all had those crappy bosses that we wanted to kill and run away from.
Yep.
So I'm with you. It's 3:20. Are you ready for your quiz?
No. I'm never ready, but yes, I will be the sacrificial lamb. You can experiment on me with your fake news game.
We'll do that on CCO. Let's see how you do today. You ready, my friend?
How many questions are there, ma'am?
I have three stories for you
today.
Three
stories. Okay. All right. Give it a shot. Let's see how our listeners do.
Dateline, England. People living in England and Scotland can get cocaine delivered to their front door quicker than a takeaway pizza. You know, they call it takeaway on that side
take
of the
away,
pond.
Not takeout.
In Australia, they called it takeaway, too. Take I have to get away. Used to that. Yes. Takeaway. A takeaway pizza.
Takeaway.
Okay. Anyway, I digress. Back to the story.
I think it's going to catch on here.
That's what a major global drugs study has found. More than a third of 1,000 cocaine users surveyed in England and 500 plus in Scotland say they could get the drug delivered to their door within half an hour. The fifth and sixth quickest in the world rankings. Now, this compares with 12% of people in England and 20% in Scotland who said they could get a pizza delivered in that time. According across the world, 30% of 15,000 cocaine users questioned for the 2018 Global Drug Survey said they would be able to get their hands on the drug within a half an hour. That's like Papa John's time. That's like Jimmy John's fast. Really? Okay. My question here about this story is who is answering the 2018 Global Drug Survey?
Why no?
Because obviously
it's
you
like
have to say, yes, I use cocaine.
Yeah, I'm a coke user. Please,
right?
I'd love to answer that question.
And yes, I can get it in less than half an hour, less time than it takes me to get a pizza, depending on topics.
There's my social security number.
And my address.
Yeah.
Are you a delivery service?
Yes. Here's my mugshot and my thumbprint, just in case you want that.
True, false,
alternative
facts?
Sadly, I think that is true. Yes!
That's 100% true, my friend. I guess the really shocking part of that is that cocaine users are good at taking surveys.
Well, because they're all hyped up,
they're
right?
Honest. They're awake all night.
They want to do something, yeah.
Nothing else to do.
Give me a survey. Come on, any survey.
Do you play World of Warcraft?
No.
Okay. We have friends that are, like, addicted to that.
I hear it is addictive, and that's one of many good reasons why I haven't tried, because I have an addictive personality.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can see that. Like, full-on dress-up, and the World of Warcraft is an alternate universe. It
you
really
dress
is.
Up?
Some do, yeah. And then they go to the Renaissance Festival.
Really?
I don't know. Anyway, Venezuela's real-world currency, the bolivar, long ago fell below the value of the fake gold in Azeroth. Azeroth, I hope I'm saying it properly, is the mythical setting of World of Warcraft. So a real-world currency is now worth less than a fake world currency. Here's how the math works out. Generally, we don't do math on this show, but
yeah,
because I love you, I worked it out for
yeah.
you. Actually, Google did it. Per Google, one U.S. dollar is worth 68,915 bolivar, which is Venezuela's currency. Now, compare that to the World of Warcraft tokens. Those are official in-game credits that can be used to extend a player's time or buy in-game items. The tokens can be bought with either $20 real world cash or sold for a fluctuating amount of in-game gold, the Azeroth. Well, one tracking service lists the current gold price of the Azeroth, 203,035 pieces. That works out to over $10,000 gold gaming pieces per dollar. By those calculations, I know it's hard to follow, the World of Warcraft virtual gold would be worth about seven times as much as the bolivar.
I know they're free fall, and it's essentially worthless right now, which does not bode well for the people in Venezuela.
I mean, it's only sad if it's true, which is what you have to figure
out. But I know that they are going through very, very tough times, so I'm going to take a calculated risk and say that that is true. Oh, yes!
Are you cheating?
Alec Trebek.
Are you
Come
cheating?
On. No, I'm not.
All right, let me quickly get you number three. Dateline, Emeryville, California. Criticizing the Motion Picture Association of America for its lack of transparency in the matter, the producers of The Incredibles 2, I've seen the promo for this, Incredibles 2 today divulged they were forced to cut a grisly cannibalism scene in order to secure the film's PG rating. Quote, honestly, it wasn't that bad, said director Brad Bird. The sequence in question, which depicts a ferocious baby Jack-Jack pulling out and consuming a henchman's steaming intestines, was relatively tame compared to the version in the original script. It's tough, he said, because we spent months studying anatomy to get the scene right. We even offered to compromise by cutting the scene down to just 17 minutes. But in the end, we caved. Pixar really wants the PG rating.
I think that's false. Three for three, baby.
I'm super impressed. I'm slipping. I am slipping.
No, those were good.
I'm slipping.
I had to think about each one.
I'll get you tomorrow when we play Wait What.
Oh, I do like Wait What.
The kids will get you.
Yep, I know.
It's
all right.
3:31. Jordana and Paul here. We'll be right back. Jordana and Paul here. We're hearing some late breaking news. We thought there was going to be a love fest between Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim, but maybe it's in question. The State Department says they are continuing the plan for next month's Trump-Kim summit, despite reports that Pyongyang is suspending talks with the South over those U.S. military drills. Ralph Kosa is president of the Pacific Forum in Honolulu, and he says North Korea has no intention of canceling the upcoming meeting in Singapore with our president.
Never a smooth course with the North Koreans. There's always some bumps in the road, and this is just one of them. But at the end of the day, they need this meeting more than we do, and as much and more than the South does. So I think they'll still find a way to show up.
Gordon Chang is author of Nuclear Showdown. He has a tremendous grasp for what's happening right now on the Korean Peninsula, and we are very happy to have you on the air with us today, Gordon. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm very happy to be on your air, so thank you.
Is this posturing by North Korea? Are they trying to gain some leverage, perhaps, with President Trump next month? Or I understand that there is an ongoing problem with these military drills that the United States and South Korea do on a regular basis. But again, is this posturing, or is there something more going on here?
It could be both. It certainly could be posturing. The North Koreans negotiate like this. They go forward and then they retreat. Also, we got to remember there's something else, and that is Kim Jong-un just met Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, for the second time in a row in China. That was last week. And very well, it's possible that the Chinese are trying to create some leverage for themselves. Remember, the Chinese trade negotiators are in Washington this week. These talks are crucial for Beijing, much more important for them than it is for us. And so perhaps the Chinese are trying to use the North Koreans to create that leverage, to say to President Trump indirectly, look, every solution to North Korea runs through the Chinese capital. You've got to give me concessions on trade or anything else that I ask for. And I hope that President Trump doesn't fall into that trap.
Gordon, what brought this on today? Was it something specific or just regular U.S. military drills?
Yeah, the dispatch from the Korean Central News Agency talked about the military drills being a preparation for war. That's standard talk. But it was also interesting that during the April 27th summit between Kim and Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, Kim apparently told Moon, at least according to Moon, that he was okay with the U.S. military exercises.
Okay.
These exercises have been planned a long time in advance. The North Koreans knew about them. So I think that if they're using these as an excuse, there's got to be something more going on. So as I said, it could very well be just standard negotiating tactics, or it could be the Chinese reaching out and trying to affect President Trump.
Gordon, can you imagine a scenario where the United States would, in fact, withdraw its troops, some 27,000 troops from South Korea? That's question number one, and I'm going to sneak in a second question here, too, in terms of, let me give you a chance to answer the first question here before I launch into the next.
Yeah. There's a real possibility that the United States would withdraw troops. I mean, there's a certain amount of number of people in Washington who feel that way. President Trump in March 2016 actually talked about withdrawing troops, not only from South Korea, but also from Japan. Now, as president, he's governed in a very different way. I don't think that it's a real possibility because those troops are there for our protection. This is where we draw our Western defense perimeter. So it's very important for us to make sure that we have a solid South Korea, because if we don't have that, we put Japan at risk, and we put Japan at risk, you know, we also put our security on the line.
And even if, best case scenario, North Korea somehow denuclearizes, somehow they agree to destroy whatever nuclear weapons they have, they still have a standing army of what, over a million? I mean, if we pulled our troops out, wouldn't South Korea, wouldn't Seoul be a sitting duck for just a conventional invasion conventional artillery?
Yes, it would be. North Korea has about 1.1 million standing army. It's got reservists of a lot more. But also, we got to remember they've got chemical and biological agents. And so it would be extremely bloody if there were a conflict and the United States wasn't there. And that's the reason why we're there, is to prevent a North Korean invasion. We only have 28,500 service personnel on the peninsula, but they're backed up by the 50,000 or so in Japan and by the rest of the U.S. armed forces. So that's what's kept the peace since the end of the fighting in the Korean War in 1953.
We're speaking with Gordon Chang. Gordon is the author of Nuclear Showdown. Now, Gordon, do you have any insight into what's happening to the people of North Korea right now? Because, you know, in covering this for the last few weeks, I'm surprised by Kim's willingness to show this goodwill, to release those three people, the Americans that he had in custody, to talk with the South Korean leader. And people say, well, you know, he wants money. He wants money. He wants relief. He wants sanctions lifted. Is that what it is, or is there some other internal political pressure?
You know, it's very important you raise this issue of internal political pressure, because although the North Korean leadership has very carefully parceled out the news, nonetheless, the news has traveled around North Korea by word of mouth. It's created a lot of expectation because you have the two summits. People are looking forward to a much better life after sanctions relief. Mm-hmm. And so I think that Kim is a little bit worried, because if North Korea is opened up, his regime really can't survive for very long.
Right.
You've got two Koreas, one rich, one poor, sitting side by side. And the poor Koreans are not going to accept their fate if they believe that they can become wealthy, too, in a very short period of time.
Is there an analogy with what happened with the two Germanys? And in essence, West Germany became what is Germany today, and East Germany essentially went away?
Yes. I mean, they're roughly parallel. You know, you had these two Germanys. But for Kim Jong-un, it's actually even more a problem, because South Korea and North Korea are isolated on a peninsula. They're the same people. I think that the situation is much more volatile for him, because you have less of a big power solidity. You have the Chinese actually, I think, at this particular time causing trouble. You got the United States a little bit tentative, and so the situation is much more volatile. But in general, you're right. It's a situation of one country divided in two, wanting to become one again.
So, in essence, could these talks eventually lead to the end of the Kim regime? And if so, where does that leave him?
Yes, well, it doesn't leave him in a very good place, and that's why I think he's really worried about the momentum that he created. I think he gained all of this out. He figured that he would make the offer of direct talks with President Trump, knowing that they would be turned down. Then he could use that to drive a wedge between Seoul and Washington, and therefore he could get very much closer to the South Koreans. It didn't work out, because President Trump did the unexpected, and that is, on the spot, he accepted the direct talks. I think that put Kim in a pretty difficult position. We've seen the momentum of events sweeping along these leaders. Even though Kim has gained this out, I think that he is worried that the game he started is going to defeat him.
Very interesting.
It is fascinating, what's going on right now on the
Great
Korean
insight,
Peninsula. Author of Nuclear Showdown, a must-read for anybody who wants to really understand what's happening right now. Gordon Chang, thank you so much for joining us here on CCO.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet.
Gordon. He's got such great insight, really.
He does.
Has his brain wrapped around this whole scheme. So good to talk to him.
You know, the theater scene here in the Twin Cities is remarkable.
Oh,
I keep hearing it's second only to New York City.
It's amazing.
I don't think that has changed. And I'm in awe of people that can learn their lines, execute the lines, and get up for a show night after night after night, like it's the first time. I think that's amazing. I'm also equally impressed, maybe even more impressed, by improv. There's a local troupe. It's called the Theater of Public Policy. And they mix current events, public policy, with improv. And it's in Uptown. It's down at the Bryant Bowl on Lake Street.
Love that place. They have good food, too.
They do. And you can go bowling. And they have a theater. I mean, what are the odds? But I was there yesterday talking about whether trends, climate trends. And I talked with Tane Danger, which is one of the cooler names I've ever heard.
Tane Danger? You're cool if your name is Tane Danger.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well done.
So we chatted for 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and then this amazing troupe of actors and actresses put some of those themes into action.
Well, give me an example, because I can't even wrap my brain around that.
Two-minute skits. Well, just talking about how we're seeing more flooding rains, you know, the mega rains mm-hmm. in Minnesota. We've had 9 of these humongous biblical floods just since 2000.
So how did they act that out? Did they pretend they're in a flood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the way they did it, and I can't possibly recreate this. I wish I had sound from last mm-hmm. night. Could have, should have, would have. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they do a really nice job, and they tackle important subjects. And if you haven't checked them out, check them out. They're really cool. I mean, it's you can take your mother to this. You know, it's not R-rated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's fun. They make nice. It entertaining, and you nice. Learn something, hopefully, in the process. And I was just really impressed.
Thanks for being nice to Paul, too, guys. We appreciate
yeah.
that.
Using small words and
Theater
talking slowly.
Over at Bryant Lake Bowl. A little shout-out to the guys at the vacuum store. Handsome
what?
Husband took the vacuum in to be cleaned. If you have a vacuum that actually has a retail establishment, they will take good care of you. And people get attached to their vacuums. My husband is very attached to his vacuum. He vacuums the garage. He's a good cleaner.
You know, it's funny you say that. My wife loves to vacuum.
He loves the vacuum.
When she gets together with her 3 sisters, uh-huh. they all vacuum together.
Really?
It's like a vacuuming
okay.
party.
That sounds weird. Sorry, Lori, I love you.
Yeah.
But that sounds weird. But hi to the guys at the vacuum store. Thanks for cleaning the hoses. We're good now. We're going to be even cleaner at home. Appreciate it.
That really sucks.
We'll be back right after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.